October 2, 1924. Effects of the adoration of the power of the Father, of the wisdom of the Son, and of the love of the Holy Spirit, done with the divine will. I felt all embittered because of the privation of my sweet Jesus. Oh, how much harder and more bitter my exile becomes, without the one who forms my life. And I prayed him to have compassion for me, and not to leave me at the mercy of myself. Now, while I was saying this, my beloved Jesus made himself seen as he was squeezing my heart tightly with his hands, and then binding me all with a little rope of light, but so tightly as to prevent me from making the slightest movement. Then he laid himself within me, and we suffered together. In the meantime, I felt I was being transported outside of myself, toward the vault of the heavens, and I seemed to meet the celestial Father and the Holy Spirit. And Jesus, who was with me, placed himself between them, and placed me on the lap of the Father, who seemed to be waiting for me with so much love that he pressed me to his womb, and identifying me with his will, communicated his power to me. So did the other two divine persons, with wisdom and with love. But while they communicated themselves to me, one by one, then, they all became one, and I felt I was being infused with, altogether, the will of the power of the Father, the will of the wisdom of the Son, and the will of the love of the Holy Spirit. But who can say all that I felt as being infused in my soul? And my adorable Jesus said to me, Daughter of our eternal will, prostrate yourself before our Supreme Majesty and offer your adorations, your homages, your praises, in the name of all, with the power of our will, with the wisdom and with the will of our Supreme Love. In this way we will feel in you the power of our will adoring us, the wisdom of our will glorifying us, the love of our will loving us and praising us. And since the power, the wisdom and the love of the three divine persons are in communication with the intellect, the memory and the will of all creatures, we will feel your adorations, homages and praises flow within all the intelligences of creatures, which, rising between heaven and earth, will make us hear the echo of our own power, wisdom and love, adoring us, praising us and loving us. Greater adorations, more noble homages, loving praises more divine, she cannot give us. No other act can equal these acts, or give us as much glory and as much love, because we see the power, the wisdom and the reciprocal love of the three divine persons flow within the act of the creature, we find our own acts in the act of the creature. How not to enjoy them and not to give them supremacy over all other acts? So I prostrated myself before the Supreme Majesty, adoring it, praising it and loving it in the name of all, with the power of their will, wisdom and love which I felt within me. But who can say the effects of this? I have no words to express them, so I move forward. Then, afterwards, I received Holy Communion, and I was fusing myself in the will of my highest good Jesus in order to find in it all of creation, so that no one might miss the roll call, and together with me, all may prostrate themselves at the feet of my Jesus in the sacrament, to adore him, to love him, to bless him, etc., etc. But while I was doing this, I felt somehow distracted in trying to find all created things in his divine will, so that, one and with all, might be the love, the praises, the adorations to my Jesus. And Jesus, in seeing me as though entangled, gathered all of creation onto his lap and said to me, My daughter, I place all of creation on my lap, that it may be easier for you to find and call everyone together with you, so that not one thing which came from me may not give me, through you, the return of love and adoration which befits me, as things which belong to me. I would not be fully content in you, if any of them were missing. In my will I want to find everything in you. Then it became easier for me to find and call all of creation together with me, so that all might praise and love my highest good Jesus. But, O marvel! Each created thing contained a distinct reflection and a special love of Jesus, and Jesus received the return of his reflections and of his own love. Oh, How content was Jesus? But as I was doing this, I found myself inside myself.